Mary Wren Vaughn is the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica, and she joins us to talk about theater on the radio, radio theater this morning on Northland Morning. Hey, Mary, it's supper time over there at St. Scholastica, is it not?
It definitely is.
Charlie Absolutely. Brown, your good man Charlie Brown, is opening at Scholastica.
It is. Tonight is our first show, so the students are super excited and lots of energy.
Well, break a leg to everybody.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you mentioned to me before we went on the air that this is the first time that you have ever redirected a show.
Yes.
And so we had a little laugh. So, and I was able to clarify that redirecting a show in this instance does not mean suddenly making this a dark drama, for example.
No.
But a director goes through a script hundreds and hundreds of times when they direct a show, and almost each reading of the script is to accomplish a different goal, whether it's casting, coaching actors, tech, makeup, lighting, singing, dancing in this instance.
Absolutely.
You have the entire thing, including all of the stage directions, the typos, the misplaced periods, the punctuation, everything memorized by the time you're done. What is it like to go back and revisit a script again and say, I'm going to do this show again?
It's actually a really surreal kind of experience. I'm doing the show again with the same musical director. And we did it in 2002 back for Tugboat Theater when Renegade had that division. And we had all adult actors. Now, of course, we have all student actors. And we just totally came at it as if we'd never done it before. And it has a different look and a different feel. And the students, of course, are approaching these characters as things they've never created before. And so they bring their own unique little twists to the characters. And it's been a really, really fun experience.
It's interesting that the students, you know, at some point, the students that we'd see every day quit seeing Peanuts in the comic pages every Sunday. Of course, the Peanuts Christmas specials and, you know, some of these specials continue on television. But are you finding that the students are just not as familiar with the characters as perhaps, you know, students 10, 20 years ago might have been?
Well, you know, that was actually one of our concerns when we decided to do this show, was that maybe the students right now aren't as familiar, but they all know all those holiday specials. And they know them all inside out, and so they do know these characters, and they do feel like they grew up with them. And then now the Peanuts movie opens today, too, so it's just sort of Peanuts everywhere right now. You can't go to a store without running into Charlie Brown. So.
Well, that's kind of wonderful fun. Now let's talk about the singing and dancing part, especially Snoopy's song about supper time. You got to have a strong singer and dancer in that role, because somebody's got to be dancing their heart out and singing their heart out simultaneously and make it look easy and fun.
Yep.
How do you do that?
Well, we cast a woman in Snoopy, but Snoopy, of course, is a boy, so we still refer to her as him throughout the whole show. She came in, she just blew it out of the water at auditions, and she's been giving us 120% every day since. The really interesting thing about that was she had never heard of Al Jolson.
Oh, wow.
And so you've got to understand that Jolson-esqueness to supper time. You just have to. And so the musical director and the piano conductor and I all sat in my office with her one night just watching old videos of Al Jolson.
And what was her reaction? Because obviously Al Jolson, in some respects, is a is a controversial performer.
He's not very politically correct right now.
No, you know,
and he shouldn't be. And so we prefaced that. Like, you're going to see, this is not okay. We don't think you should go out in blackface or anything.
And she obviously understood that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what was her reaction to him as a singer and a dancer?
Well, she'd never seen anything like it. And once she saw that, supper time made sense to her. Before that, she's like, I don't understand. What is all this zooby-doo-dop stuff?
Right.
And so once it made the click, it's just, and then we have a great choreographer. And so to be able to play with that, those beats and those little upswings in the melody, and it just all comes together in a really nice moment.
Well, it is a fun show for the entire family. As you said, it's really high energy, and break a leg to you and your cast, and have a great run, Mary.
Awesome. Thanks, Lisa.
Mary Wren Vaughn is the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica. She joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.